good to be here again. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thanks. I tell you what, just looking at the situation with the Pride jersey in rugby league, the controversy, could they have stuffed it up any better if they tried?
Yeah, they came up with a well-meaning idea that then became something that they never envisaged. I'm a Manly fan. I was there on Thursday night at the game. So the game itself and at the ground, it didn't feel any different to a normal Manly home game. I've been to a few. So that aside, everything else around it was totally abnormal. And you had the coach, Des Hasler, quoting Gandhi at one stage during the week about appreciating everyone else's point of view and can we work through this and do it together. And yeah, it's something that obviously if they thought this was going to happen, they'd probably navigate it around it another way. But it's brought it to light, and I personally think that it was always going to happen in some way, shape or form, given the explosion in causes that sporting teams try to help. Now, they're noble gestures, but I just feel that it needs to be a bit more pointed in the right direction without doing too much, if you know what I mean. Like, yeah. Have a few that you want to help, and there's so many good causes out there, it's hard to knock back anything. But I just think it feels like your name is playing for a charity or something. You're trying to do too much, and sometimes you just have to maybe crystallise the thoughts and go through that, but because now it's brought into, not question, but it's brought into the discussion around the game about things that society's dealing with, and sport can't solve that. It can help, but it can't solve it. So, yeah, it was a difficult week for all concerned.
I think the lack of communication was the thing that really hit me, because rugby league in particular, a lot of Indigenous, a lot of Islander players, and, you know, very religious in many respects, or in many cases. I think unless you really sat down and got them included in the initial conversation, you wouldn't have to be Einstein to work out there was going to be some pushback.
Yeah, it's... Look, I don't think the way they think, in no way, shape or form, but you've got to kind of appreciate their background and what has been put into their heads from a very early age by whether it be their parents or their family upbringing or a church upbringing, or just using that as one example. There's so many other influences you have as a young person when you're growing up. You take this all on board and form your own opinion. So, yeah, it's difficult. How do you unwind what someone has been taught their entire life just on the basis of we're wearing this jersey? It's a little more nuanced than a lot of people think, yeah. I reckon. So, yeah, they've got a lot to work through in the background.
Commonwealth Games underway. Day one, pretty sort of business as usual for the Aussies. 16 medals, 8 of them gold.
Yeah, I think 16 all up on offer, 16 gold medals. And, yeah, we won half of them, and a lot of them in the pool. Obviously, it's great to see the para-athletes and their efforts being put on the medal tally as well. They count as one at this event, the Commonwealth Games. But, yeah, some of the big-name swimmers, Zach Sutherley-Cook, he now holds the Commonwealth record, Commonwealth gold, world gold, Olympic gold, and the world record in the one event, in his breaststroke event. It's just incredible. So, yeah, he's a phenomenal swimmer. And, yeah, all of our other big guns are there as well, doing good things.
Yeah, particularly Ariana Titmus as well. Like, you know, she was sort of almost the face of it going into the games in many respects. So there would have been a huge amount of pressure on, but she just took it all in her stride.
Yeah, these events, I think I'm pretty certain she skipped the Worlds a couple of weeks ago. So she, this was her big event for the year, if you like. And yeah, she just held off a young Australian, Molly O'Callaghan, who's a young swimmer on the rise, and she could end up where Ariane is at the moment in terms of an international competitor at the absolute elite level. So yeah, it's good with the swimming. Like a few years ago, it was, you know, like, where's all this world-class depth coming through? And look, the Commonwealth Games is a good event, but it's not a world-class event.
Yeah.
It's not a World Championships or an Olympic Games, but still, we see the production line with Australian swimming seems to have got the depth it had 20 years ago or so.
Yeah, most certainly. Your thoughts on the rule, which I didn't realise, it's like horse racing, only 4 in it, no third dividend. The English cyclist denied bronze because there were meant to be 5 in the race, 1 pulled out, so only 4 in the race. They finished 3rd, don't get a medal. I reckon that's a bit stiff.
Wrong. I think it's wrong. Medals in every... Yeah, you're like... The reason they do it in racing is because of dividend pools, and you can't divvy up the pool that minutely if there's only five or six runners for top three. So that's why they do away with that, to give the first two the correct dividend. And your probability of chances of winning something is the same as opposed to the three in the race and there was 12 in the race. So top three for the 12 in the race. But, yeah, for an event like this, it seems ridiculous that you're not going to give a bronze. It's not that person's fault that they finished third and there happened to be only five in the thing. If they're there, they should be rewarded for it. So, yeah, a bit wrong in my opinion. I'm with you.
And the track cycling as well. You know, Australia, again, a bit like the swimming, you know, for many, many years has had a very proud and very successful history, and gold again for the lads and for the ladies.
Yeah, which is good. The cyclists certainly very disappointing in Tokyo in terms of benchmarking themselves against the world. Wasn't quite there, so I dare say that there's been a lot of discussions and research put into how we can get better and programs put in place. But yeah, it's a good little starting point for the Commonwealth Games. Many a great cyclist who's performed at the Olympic level or gone on to ride over the distances in Tour de France and the like, and the big tours in Italy, they've big tours in Europe, they've started at the Commonwealth Games. So yeah, it's a really important meet for them.
Hey, finally, golf, the LIV thing underway, backed by the Saudis, of course, playing in America at the moment. A lot of players, you know, looking to go over there purely because of the amount of money on offer. Maybe I'm just getting old and grumpy, but I reckon, you know, if you've got 50 million, what do you really need another 50 million for? But be that as it may, that's certainly causing controversy.
I don't know what it's like to have 50 million, so I'd like to be in the position to consider my options if I had 50, if I had an offer for another 50. I don't know what I'd do, so I can't put myself in those shoes. But what I can say is it's just a power grab, the whole lot. So the golfers are actually the ones winning in the middle because they're the ones that are going to financially benefit of, well, it's like any market. If there's only one in the market, it's very difficult to drive your price up. If there's two in the market, it's very easy to drive your price up. So yeah, I've got no qualms about them considering their positions, and some have moral factors coming into play. Some want to win majors and play on the PGA Tour. That's great. And others want to go and do this. It's not the quality of golf you'll see week in, week out in the PGA Tour, in my opinion. There's only 54 holes. It's a bit different, the whole thing. But look, if it's going to open up golf to the world a bit more, seeing the top players around the world, not just in America, which America have set up a monopoly in that sense. Like, we haven't seen a bunch of top Americans play here outside of them coming down for the President's Cup. So if that's going to mean that we get to see some of the best players in the world down here, it's going to cause some controversy with people having an issue with Saudi Arabia. I get that. But, yeah, I can't see it being a bad thing for golf long term that they're going to get these top players around the world.
Yeah, well, you're talking to a bit of an old softy lefty here, but I reckon the quote of the week goes to the bloke just as Phil Mickelson was about to putt, said, "Do it for the Saudi royal family, Phil." Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, fair enough too. He's opened himself up for that, so fair play.
And he bogeyed the hole, so there you go.
He's bogeying a lot at the moment.
Yes. All righty. Hey, listen, Adam, always great to catch up. Thanks for that, and John, I'll be back with you next week.